Well, Christmas time certainly is a beautiful time of year. The sanctuary always looks beautiful. So many of you are going to be decorating on this Saturday afternoon coming up, and I know it's going to be a beautiful place. It always is. And the worship services, the songs, the cantatas, the special services, the Christmas Eve service, all of it just speaks volumes of the merit and the weight and the glory that we want to place on Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. And I'm blessed to be a part of celebrating this Christmas time again with this church family. It's just, you know, we enjoy celebrating Christmas with our families, those closest to us, but I want you to know I enjoy celebrating Christmas with my church family just as much as I do with my biological family. And it's just a good time to be together and worship Christ. Now, this Sunday, as we've already learned, the theme for Advent is preparation. And the Advent devotion in part, which was meant to be small, certainly encouraged us to think about how we would begin even right now preparing our hearts to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But in thinking through the scriptures and preparation and those that God prepared for the birth of Christ, I come to one elderly gentleman we find in the book of Luke named Simeon. And if you'd open up your Bibles to Luke's gospel, we'll be in Luke chapter 2. And we're going to learn how Simeon was prepared by God to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's so simple. But let's get there. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 22. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they, meaning Mary and Joseph, brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now let's stop right there and pray. Jesus, we simply want to give you thanks and ask that this time of worship, this first week of Advent, that this time of reading your scripture and learning from it would impact our hearts, would be used to enhance our celebration of Jesus this Christmas time. And Father, we would pray even so bold that for those in this room and for those in our community that we know that see Jesus as a stumbling block, that see him as someone to reject rather than to accept, that our worship and our celebration of his birth may be what you use to draw them in to a saving relationship with you through Jesus. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Jesus has been born in Bethlehem. And according to the days for Mary's purification, which adds up to a total of 40, Mary and Joseph were to go to Jerusalem and offer up a sacrifice on behalf of Jesus being the firstborn male from Mary. Now, according to the Mosaic law, the sacrifice should have been a goat or a lamb. But there's two things against Mary and Joseph to provide for that kind of sacrifice to be presented at the temple. First, we are reminded that Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth, some 90 miles away. It is unlikely that Mary and Joseph left Bethlehem, traveled back to Nazareth, and then came back again to offer up the sacrifice. More than likely, they just stayed in Bethlehem for those 40 days and offered up that sacrifice. So one, there was not the availability of a herd of sheep or goats that Joseph had to bring to the temple. Two, Mary and Joseph were dirt poor. By default, being from Nazareth, they were from a very, very very poor area and region of Palestine, of the promised land. And so for those who had no provision to, one, bring a sacrifice to the temple, or two, buy a sacrifice from the temple priest, yes, you could buy a sacrifice from the temple priest, the provision was given to give simply two turtle doves. So by the fact that Mary and Joseph offered up two turtle doves, we get an idea of just how poor they were. But Jesus came not to overturn the law, but to fulfill the law. So in order to fulfill the law, Mary and Joseph bought the most meager sacrifices that could be made to offer up a sacrifice for the birth of Jesus Christ. So two turtle doves were given. Now, that alone to me is a beautiful picture. But now let's see what Simeon has to say. Let's continue on reading here. Verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, or the Lord's Messiah. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms, and he blessed God, and he said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace in according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for the revelation of the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. Now let's stop right there. Simeon, this devout, righteous man. He is in and around Jerusalem, and he has been preparing to see one thing before he dies. And it's not the Cubs winning the World Series. He has been prepared for one thing, and that is to see the Lord's Christ, or the Messiah, the anointed one, the promised one. Now let's just think about that. We don't know how he knew that. Luke doesn't tell us if an angel told him or if he had a vision from God. We just don't know, but we know that he was promised of God that he would see this Messiah before he would die. See, Simeon was hopeful and waiting for the consolation of Israel. Simeon was part of that remnant, part of that Jewish group of people that so longed for Jerusalem to be once again the capital of Israel, longed for Israel to once again be an independent, sovereign nation, longed once again for Rome to be out of the land so that Israel could be the people in that land that God wanted them to be. Simeon longed for Israel to be in that property, to be in that region, demonstrating to the whole world that they serve the only true and living God. And he had a promise that he would see this Messiah before he died. Now enters Simeon into the temple, being led there by the Holy Spirit of God, being led to the temple to just be in that place, and enters what? Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And Simeon, because he is in the Spirit of God, he sees this child and he knows. Let's go back several months. When Mary is compelled to go see the sign that the angel said that Mary was going to be pregnant, the sign was, behold, Elizabeth, your cousin, who has been barren all her life, is with child. Mary goes to see Elizabeth. And what happens when Mary gets into the presence of Elizabeth? Elizabeth starts prophesying. John the Baptist in her womb is filled with the Holy Spirit and leaps. There is just something significant about this baby. There's something significant about Jesus, even as a preborn or as a 40-day-year-old baby. When those who are in the Spirit, when those who are anticipating and praying for the fulfillment of God's promises, whenever they are in the presence of even that baby, they just get lit on fire. And what does Simeon do? He grabs this baby from the parents' arms. Now, some of you parents in here who have brought kids to church after they've been born, what happens, right? Usually, ladies come and just grab the baby, right? Oh, it's so cute, so wonderful, blah, 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 blah. You know what? We've seen it 4 times. I know. But this is not the typical blah, 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 blah. This is Simeon understanding what he has been prepared to see. He is now seeing God's promises from the past into the future manifested in a 40-day-old baby boy from two peasants from Nazareth who could only afford the cheapest sacrifice to be made on his behalf. Doesn't bother Simeon. He's not offended that Mary and Joseph are poor. Simeon is not offended that all they could offer up as a sacrifice are two turtle doves. Simeon's offense is nowhere to be recognized. All he can do is thank God for finally, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years they've been waiting. Finally, now, this child, this Messiah has come. But let's see what he says about this child. He says, "Now I can depart in peace. My eyes have seen your salvation." Look at the audacity of that. Israel's hope for their salvation lied in two things: the building in which they were in, the temple, and two, adherence to the law of God. If you would make your sacrifices and obey the law of God, you had salvation. The problem is the sacrifices were not effective eternally, and the law of God everyone broke. But that is what they hoped in for salvation, atonement. Simeon says, "I am looking at God's salvation." He's not looking at a building. He's not looking at the written word of God. He is looking at a person. He's saying, "I am seeing God's salvation in a person, which is Jesus Christ. My eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." Simeon introduces to us the scope of God's plan of salvation. Simeon was looking forward to the consolation of Israel. That means all the Gentiles would be expelled out of Jerusalem. All the Gentiles would be expelled out of Israel. But now Simeon sees Jesus and he looks at Jesus. He sees God's salvation and he says, "This child is now going to be a light to the Gentiles and the glory of Israel." Simeon understands the scope of God's salvation. Simeon understands the scope of God's atonement. Simeon understands the plan that God has. Yes, this Messiah is going to fulfill the promises that he would be the glory of Israel, but he's also going to be a light to the Gentiles. That's the vast scope of God's plan of salvation. That's the purpose and plan of this child, not just to glorify Israel, but to be a light to the Gentiles, those who had no concept of God's plan of salvation, those who had no concept or care about God's covenant. Jesus is for us today as much as he was in the time of Simeon and Mary and Joseph. Because we have people in our own community who need to see and hear about the light of Jesus. I know that they haven't read their Bibles. I know that they don't know about the covenant that God has made with Israel and with Jesus and the new covenant that he brings. I know that they don't understand the songs that we sing, the prayers that we pray. But yet Jesus stands as a light to them, that they may see the glory of God. And are we reaching them? Is our celebration and our worship and our obedience and faith to God represented to them of what Christ is for them? Jesus is the light to the Gentiles. Now let's continue on here and we'll finish up. Verse 33, and his father and his mother, they marveled at what he said about him. Now you would think they would stop marveling, wouldn't you? I mean, you would think that they would just stop marveling because they marveled at the announcement the angels made to both of them. They marveled at the shepherds coming to see them. Now they are marveling at what Simeon said. And Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, his mother, blessed this child is appointed for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul, so the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Now here, we get a little gloom, don't we? Here, Simeon tells Mary and Joseph, you need to understand something. This child, as Dr. David Jeremiah says so eloquently, this child will be two things. This child will be, one, a stepping block to God, or two, a stumbling block to God. Isn't that the reality of Jesus today? For many of you in this room, he is a stepping block that you have a personal relationship with God through Jesus because you believe that he is God's son, because you believe that he took the punishment for your sin, because you believe he died and rose, he died on a cross and rose from the dead. You believe that he's coming back. You believe everything the Bible says. But then there are those in this room and in our community who hear it and they cannot accept it. For one, it's too good to be true, which you're right, it is. But that's the beauty of faith. Or two, you just cannot accept the spiritual aspect of faith. There has to be something more. There has to be more evidence. There has to be more substance. There has to be more proof. Which takes us back to Simeon. How was it that Simeon was prepared to see and understand who Jesus was? Luke says Simeon was a devout man. And to have the title of devout man within the Jewish context means simply Simeon was a man of scripture reading and prayer. Simeon was able to perceive and understand who Jesus was because Simeon was a man of scripture reading and prayer. His heart was being molded and fashioned and prepared to understand when he saw Jesus who he was. Let me ask you this in this room. You want to be confronted with Jesus? You want to have an impact of Jesus in your soul like Simeon had? Go back to the passages of Scripture that you've read. Go back to the prayers that you have prayed. Go back to the moment of this present time and what you've learned through this passage of Scripture and others that have been read during this service. The prayers that you've participated in. Has God or is God preparing you right now to understand that Jesus is a stepping block and not a stumbling stone? You want to have a wonderful Christmas? You want to have a joyful holiday? Then that is foundational on Christ, the Messiah. If you stumble over him a lifetime, you will stumble into hell upon your death. But if you use him as a stepping stone, if you understand by faith that he is the one that gives you a relationship with God the Father, then not only will eternity be blissful, but so will this holiday season and the rest of your life. What is your desire today? Let's stand and pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you that in this room, your desire is to prepare each child and adult to celebrate wonderfully this Christmas time. But Father, I also give you thanks that in this room, you know the soul of every child and adult. You know those who have used Jesus as a stepping stone, and you know those in this room who see Jesus as a stumbling block. Father, by the Holy Spirit's power, may those who see Christ as a stumbling block see him for who he is. Jesus of Nazareth, Jehovah saves, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of the world. See him as Savior, the once and for all sacrifice for sin, and confess him as Lord, the one who they will follow and submit to the rest of their lives. Oh, Father, may today be a wonderful first week of Advent as you reach into the hearts and minds of adults and children, and that they would respond to you in the affirmative. Bless this time of invitation. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.